Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast where your host Diamond is Silk and Silk all Silk.
Diamond oh Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off this week. You know, we had the opportunity to have a real conversation and I want everyone to take a listen to it. But before we do, I want y'all to stop right now.
Stop.
And make sure you subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch the awakening of Diamond and Silk? You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast or be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to go over there and check us out at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Okay, Silk, let's get into the podcast. Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Oh Silk.
Diamond Oh Diamond.
Okay, so we know that a lot of things are happening, but before we even get started, I want you all to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to make sure you share this show on another platform.
Yeah.
Share it because we need the word to get out.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are not enlightened. Mm-mm. They don't know what's going on.
Mm-mm.
And we need people to know what's going on,
yep.
Especially when it comes to these vaccines.
That's right.
Because tonight we sit down and we talk to Dr. Simone Gold.
Oh, that's
okay?
Right.
So I want you all to make sure that you share it on other platforms so that people, we can get the word out and people will know what's going on.
Let them know Diamond and Silk are on Frank's page.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Now listen, I'm going to also need you to tell your mama, your daddy, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins,
yeah,
all your relatives. I don't care about their party affiliation.
Uh-uh.
I don't care if they black, white, pinstripe, polka dot, or plaid. I don't even care if they gay or straight.
Nope.
I need for you to tell them to come over here,
yep,
on Frank's speech because Diamond and Silk are all,
yep,
and we are spilling the tea.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. We're spilling the tea and we're talking about issues that concerns them.
All of us.
All of us. And
yep,
they don't want to talk about it.
That's right.
So make sure you invite them over here on Frank's speech.
That's
okay?
Right.
Don't forget to visit mypillow.com.
Oh, yes.
And patronize our patriot, Mike Lindell. And when you patronize him, you want to use code TRUMP1.
Yes.
And receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
That's right.
So please make sure you go over there and support him. MyPillow.com.
Uh-huh.
Silk.
Yes.
We have a lot of things to talk about.
We have a whole lot of things to talk about.
Okay. So Silk, let me just start it off by saying this, girl.
Yeah.
So I know y'all like, Diamond, what are you eating on? Listen. Sometimes, because of my, I'm a loud talker, sometimes I have to have a little haul or something in my mouth.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The sort of just balance out. Right.
Yeah, but people, they know what you're trying to say.
Okay, all right. So listen to me, you all. There's a lot of things that's going on in the country. I said it once. I'll say it again. I really do feel like we are being distracted.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's something else happening right up under our noses.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when I'm like, if I'm home alone and I'm not doing anything, you know, I just take and I like to go and listen to other people's views, their ideology, how they believe, what they feeling about what's happening in the country.
Okay.
And so I ran across a video where these two people, they both caught COVID.
Okay.
And the girl thought her mother was going to pass away, to die.
Uh-huh.
So she got online in the middle of the night and she saw the medications that President Trump really wanted everyone to take. It's a therapeutic that can help you before you come down hard with COVID.
Right. That's right.
And so she called her doctors to make arrangements, but they were giving her and her mother the runaround.
Mm.
Right. Okay, and so finally she got a doctor to go ahead on to give them this therapeutic medicine, and it really helped them out. And what she could not understand is, why are people being denied this medicine, ain't been told about this medicine? They go to the hospital, you send them back home.
Uh-huh.
And what I want to tell them, welcome to the games of politics.
Yeah.
Because politics are being played and people are dying. This has been happening since the beginning of this pandemic, in my humble opinion. And I can have a humble opinion.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. That's what's been happening. Now, one of the people, they were fully vaccinated. Well, you need to do your research. Just because you are vaccinated does not mean you're not going to come down with COVID. Just because you are vaccinated does not mean mm-hmm. you're not going to spread it to somebody else.
And now they're telling you that now,
but
afterwards,
after everything.
Yeah.
Another thing that we found out about the vaccinated is that it is being alleged that the vaccinated make these spike proteins,
mm-hmm.
and these spike proteins cause your viral loads yep. to go up in your body.
Yep.
And that's how you can spread that to other people. So it's not the unvaccinated that's spreading it to the vaccinated.
Uh-huh.
To me,
uh-huh.
in my humble opinion,
uh-huh.
it's the vaccinated spreading it to the unvaccinated.
So if one of the individuals was fully vaccinated, mm-hmm. it's a possibility that she spread something to the other person.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
Because going along with the story, they think that she caught it from the brother.
Okay.
Because he tested positive and he called them, but they started having symptoms or whatever.
Okay.
But either way, listen, you all have to know what's going on.
Yeah.
See, oftentimes, Silk, a lot of people believe everything that our government say. You
right.
go along to get along. And then this child is wondering, well, why are they denying people? Why aren't they letting people? Because politics is being played.
Right. There's something
else. It's like
else.
They won't. It's to me, it seems like that they're trying to kill off people.
Population control.
I'm just telling you what it seemed like to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because if you really was concerned about people living, mm-hmm. then you would not restrict the very therapeutic medicines that can help save people's lives.
And can help them live.
And help them live. Mm-hmm. That's right. If you was really concerned about people living, if they was really concerned about people living, there's no way they would have an open border with people running through here that have tested positive for COVID or it's been alleged that they have COVID. Mm-hmm. And then you place them in all of these different areas just to say that the viral load is up, the numbers are up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you would do that.
Well, if you
really
know what?
Care.
I'm glad you said the numbers was up, and we're going to get to Dr. Simone in a moment.
Uh-huh.
You know, they saying the numbers are up everywhere. The hospitals are full. So I was with Father the other day,
uh-huh.
and we went past two hospitals.
Okay.
And I said, Daddy, I said, look over there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it don't look like the emergency room is full. It look like ain't nobody in there.
Mm-hmm.
On both hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to be mindful of what the media feed us.
Yep.
And we start to believe that and we start to start fearing everything.
Fearing it.
Now, understand this here. The virus is real. People are getting sick. I'm not saying that they're not. But there's also therapeutic medicines that can help people as soon as they get sick. So that other things won't happen to them.
Okay, so I'm about to take you somewhere.
Come on, take me there.
Because we're on Frank's speech where we can have free speech.
Okay.
And I have a question about something.
Come on.
How is it that the virus only come along, how do the virus know to come along or spike in certain areas whenever it's a Republican state?
A red state. Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody is having a big rally or having an event
mm-hmm.
and it's been publicized,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden COVID has come along. So I'm trying to understand how the virus is only spread, it knows to spread in certain areas, and then you have them get on TV and say, well, in a week, it's going to go up in this area. How do they know that it's going to go up in that area?
Well, if they made it in a lab, if it's been patented.
Come on. If it's been made in a lab.
Yes.
And been patented,
mm-hmm.
is it a virus? Because I thought a virus is supposed to be something of a natural occurrence.
Mm.
Or is it a bioweapon?
Mm.
A neurological bioweapon.
Neurological bioweapon.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it takes away your smells.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away your taste.
Well, how do you create something that takes away your smell and your taste? Unless you're putting something in the air you don't want people to smell it.
Chemicals,
taste it.
Baby. Chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. But wait. We don't know. But we're just asking questions.
We're asking questions.
And I
yeah.
remember when we was asking questions in 2020, especially when it came to our elderly, because we couldn't figure out how was this spreading and killing up the elderly? We started asking questions.
And they're usually the ones that stay in.
Right. And they started calling us conspiracy theories and all of these other names.
Right now, I am not conspiring with a theory.
Mm-mm.
I am thinking critically.
That's right.
This is called critical thinking. Mm-hmm. And that's what more people need.
Right.
Critical thinking. Mm-hmm. So that we can kind of understand what's going on and see how we have Americans have really been bamboozled for years.
That's right.
This is not something new.
Right. They just bowl with it.
Right.
They have it out in the opening.
Right.
Right now, they don't care about you knowing what they're going to do.
Uh-uh.
This is what they're going to do.
They're trying to meet a quota now, baby.
And then it looks like that they get other people to go along with it.
Right.
They either pay them or they threaten them. Just like I heard some of these doctors are being threatened, where you will lose your license if you don't go along with the narrative.
Yep.
You don't question anything. You don't prescribe anything that can help people. You see, this is what is being alleged.
Right.
So you see what's nefarious about that?
Yep.
There's something sick and sinister going on here. And that's why we have to call in the doctors when we cannot explain. Like, we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. And if this is being spread, who's spreading it?
How are they spreading it?
I said if it is being spread.
If.
That is a question.
How do you know that it's going to happen in this area at this particular time?
Mm-hmm.
And then that next week you start hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this here done went up on the rise. And now when I see Governor DeSantis defying a lot of the stuff that these Democrats are trying to push in that particular state, it was like...
I'm saying, you know what I said?
What'd you say?
To me, in my humble opinion,
uh-huh.
I felt like his state was going to be targeted in some kind of way.
Yes.
Now, the one thing I can appreciate about Governor DeSantis is that he's coming up with these different, like, little portals.
Uh-huh.
Where if you start to feel sick, there's a therapeutic medicine that they will give you right away so you won't end up in the hospital. Now, you would think that the whole state would be on board with that. But you got some people in that state that's playing politics that don't want that to happen. You got a lot of people, you all, that want the chaos and the confusion.
Yeah.
I don't think people have to just sit around and die. There is therapeutic medicines to treat it. And the one thing, you know, I've been noticing, there's one therapeutic medicines that they've been talking about, ivermectin. Now, all of a sudden, they don't want you using it. It's not FDA approved. Ivermectin is an FDA approved drug.
Uh-huh.
It's just not approved for COVID.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
That's really. It is.
I mean, it's a lot of drugs that's on the market that may not be FDA approved or may be FDA approved but can be used for something else.
That's right.
You got some drugs that's on the market, and I will not call their name, but it's for headaches.
Uh-huh.
It's for neurological issues that you have, like in your brain or whatever.
Right.
But they give it to people for weight loss.
Right.
Because that was one of the things that they found out that the
that it does.
Do.
Uh-huh.
So, but here's the deal. If it's something that's going to help save your life,
mm-hmm.
if it's something that's going to stop the replication of whatever's going on,
right.
if it's something that's going to help you, why not use it?
Why not use
it? Why are you keeping it from people?
You know, somebody had an interesting question last night they sent in.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to try to just go around about it because I don't know the question verbatim. It's basically if other drugs, if you turn on your television and they are advertising a drug,
right?
At the end, they tell you what it may cause,
the side effects
before you use it, right?
Yeah.
But why aren't they doing that with the vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
They just tell you it's safe or else, They just tell you it's safe.
You lose
your
job.
So it's like, no, we have questions.
Yeah.
We have concerns. And we're trying to wake up other people. And thank God that we're talking to Dr. Simone tonight because she can clarify some things that we're trying to clear up here. And here's the deal. I don't believe that there's one size fit all.
No.
Especially when it comes to medicine. I heard somebody say that, oh, everybody should mandate this. And he was a prominent person.
Mm-hmm.
I looked over there on his YouTube channel, or the YouTube channel he be on, and it looked like ain't nobody listening to him.
Okay.
Because you don't want people's freedoms taken away.
Right.
Remember, this virus has a 99% recovery rate.
Right. And people shouldn't be forcing things upon you.
Right.
I mean, what happened to the Me Too movement?
Right.
Or the Just Say No movement?
Right. Can I just say this here?
Yes.
You know, President Trump, he wanted to give you a choice.
A choice.
Biden want to give you a mandate.
Uh-huh.
And the way he's doing it is he's talking to the corporations and these governors to tell them to push the tyranny down on you.
Right.
And mandate.
Take away your livelihood or else. Mm-hmm.
But this is what some of you all, you fools, voted for this
for
here. Because Trump wanted to give you a choice.
Uh-huh.
And I keep hearing people, they write in, well, why is Trump pushing this? I can't get in the mind of President Trump, but how do you know he ain't playing 3D chess? These people are playing checkers.
That's right.
How do you know that?
That's right.
Let me tell you something. This started off as an emergency drug,
mm-hmm.
right? A vaccine, right? Which shouldn't have never been created in the first place, because there were therapeutics out there that could treat this.
That's right.
Even if it wasn't FDA approved and it was treating something else, we still have something out here to treat this.
And that's the reason why we talked to Dr. Simone.
We
had an opportunity to talk
to her. President Trump did this as an emergency drug.
Yep.
But now, I need you to look at the deep state snakes.
Uh-huh.
Remember we talked about the rats that's clogging the pipe and the roaches that was around him, but they all scattered once stuff started coming to the light.
Yep.
Where's Dr. Birx at?
Where?
Who was talking to Trump? Because listen, when something like this break out, you got to talk to the top people.
That's right.
He can't make his own decisions. They play politics when President Trump started talking about the hydroxychloroquine.
They sure did.
They play politics whenever President Trump came down with COVID and they treated him with that therapeutic medicine that he made available for everybody.
For everybody.
Now, he made that available for everybody, but you got some of these hospitals won't tell you about it. They send you home. And it's like, I guess they must be waiting on people to die.
And what about right to try?
Uh-huh.
He made that available too.
Mm-hmm.
So that means when you hear somebody talk about it wasn't approved, well, guess what?
Uh-huh.
A lot of medicines wasn't approved.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal is with him making right to try available.
Right.
He's giving you your right to try it anyway.
That's right. So even if it wasn't approved, you should have been able to try the hydroxychloroquine,
mm-hmm.
the ivermectin, or whatever therapeutic medicines you wanted to try.
That's right.
But these people are playing games.
Yeah.
So it's best sometime to call in the doctors. But I just want listen. If you are a Biden supporter, if you've already taken the jab,
uh-huh.
and you have remorse, hey, this is what we've been talking about.
Right.
See, while they was calling us coons, our Uncle Toms, Aunt your mamas,
uh-huh.
we was over here trying to tell y'all, give y'all the word.
That's
so
right.
So now you all get to hear it tonight. So I want you all to sit back and I want you all to listen to the conversation that we have with Dr. Simone Gold. Logan, play clip one. Please welcome to the show, Dr. Simone Gold.
Yes.
Dr. Simone, how are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you. It's so fun to see you, ladies.
Oh, guys. Wow. Well, we are so excited about seeing you.
Oh, yes.
Now, Dr. Simone, we have a lot to talk about when it comes down to these vaccines, now the FDA claimed that this vaccine is an approved vaccine. With my reading and my understanding, I don't think the Pfizer vaccine is approved, but some type of other vaccine that they about to come out with is what they approve. Can you please explain that to our audience to make sure we all are getting this right?
You know, the whole thing is so confusing this whole year. From my reading of what they said was approved on Monday and my lawyer's reading, I believe it was approved, but there's millions and millions of dosages still out there. Those millions of dosages that have been unused so far, those are not approved. Those are still considered experimental. I believe it's going to take a few months before people run through all of those millions of dosages that are out there. So technically, that's still under the EUA, those particular vials. Does that make sense? It's like last year's, you know, flu shots. They're like old stuff.
Okay. So when they say that they're going to give this third jab, is it going to just be the old vials, or would it be something new that they make up?
Right.
I think they're just going to, you know, use the old stuff until it, you know, runs out. It's all sleight of hand. The bigger problem, Diamond and Silk, is that American people know that they shouldn't trust their government. That's really the problem, right? You know, when we grew up as little girls, we didn't think the government was lying to us. But now we have proof that that's what's happening. So anything they say, we treat with suspicion, whether it's true or false.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I was doing my investigation, as Silk always do. And I was reading in some of their press release and information of the from the FDA concerning Pfizer, BioNTech.
Yes.
And their connection and so forth. And in one of the letters, it's read this way. It says, the licensed vaccine has the same formulation as the EUA authorized vaccine. And the products can be used interchangeably to provide the vaccination series without presenting any safety or effectiveness concerns. The products are legally distanced with certain differences that do not impact safety or effectiveness. And then they also stated that the FDA, they granted this approval to BioNTech Manufacturing. So where is Pfizer at in all of this? And if the vaccine, the vials that's out there right now are
which
still
is the emergency drug,
are still emergency. Under the EUA, under the emergency use, then it sounds like to me they're making another drug or another vaccine right. that they approve with the it's called Comirnaty or Comirnaty.
Comirnaty. I think that's just the brand name. We believe they're it's just the same formulation, just that there's these millions of dosages left over that they didn't anticipate being left over, which by the way is because a lot of people are voting no. So you know, that's our best guess at America's Frontline Doctors is that the way they've written the letter was to cover the fact that the vials that already are out there are EUA and the future vials will be fully approved. And that's actually an area that one of our legal teams is looking at closely because as long as it's under EUA, you still can't mandate it. You still can't force it.
But see, if you're using the same formula to make a new batch, or new vials, you're using the same stuff. Amen. So how do you know that the new stuff won't fall under the EUA? Because it's the same formula. It's the
Somebody's
same formulation.
Trying to cover their tracks, it seems like
right.
to me. I don't know.
Right, if you're making the same formula. And so you know, that's how we're reading it. And it's like, okay, I understand that Pfizer and BioNTech, you know how they came together and how the mRNA came together with Pfizer to make the different things for the influenza and the flu vaccine back in 2018. Got all of that. But it is disturbing to me that you're trying to crisscross applesauce, hoodwink the American people, and it seemed like coerce people into getting something based off of saying that it's being approved when technically it have not. Because I don't hear them saying that the old vials are still under emergency use.
Correct.
I hear them plastering that, well, now that the vaccine has been approved,
right.
you can mandate this and you can mandate that. And
listen, let me tell you, it doesn't matter what they say. Common sense tells you that a drug that didn't exist last year is experimental, no matter what the government chooses to call it. The normal amount of time it takes for a vaccine to be approved mm-hmm. is 10 to 15 years. Right. Many vaccines go through trials and never get approved. You may know that the AIDS vaccine, they worked for 35 years and they never could come up with a safe vaccine. But those that get approved take 10 to 15 years. And the reason is that you test them over a long period of time to test for things like fertility problems, to test for things like birth defects. These are and long-term animal studies. So everybody knows that the common understanding of the word experimental would of course apply to something that didn't exist last year. So it's irrelevant to me as a physician that they've changed the name and they say it's not experimental, it's approved. And I kind of think that's the heart of your question, which is you're trying to figure out how is it that they say that this is not experimental? And I would say it's a sleight of hand. I will say as a factual matter, no drug, no vaccine certainly has ever been approved this kind of speed. The quickest a vaccine has ever been authorized by the United States government, it was either 4 years or 5 years, and that was months. That's the quickest it's ever happened. And now we're talking, it was authorized in December. Here we are, August, 8 months, and it's fully approved. That's very suspicious on its face.
And here's another thing, too, that, you know, for people to even think about. The efficacy of this particular vaccine is, from my understanding, around 50% or below. Mm-hmm. Because when you get the vaccine,
let me share some data with you. Let me share some new data with you. It's far below that. It's far below that. You know all the news stories you hear about people getting sick who've been vaccinated? The vaccine, from its first inception, was never shown and did not stop transmission between people. It also, by the way, didn't reduce hospitalization or death. It was authorized only to reduce symptoms. So it's not surprising that once the vaccine got out there, when it reduced symptoms between people, but not transmission between people, in a way, it's actually making it more likely for people to spread. This new variant, the Delta variant, which is more contagious but less lethal, is pretty much rampant. And the vaccine, to the extent that it works, right, that to the extent that it's effective, is less effective against Delta, which is completely predictable. So it's far less than 50%.
So why are you still trying to force people or make people to get something that's really not going to hold up to what's going on out here anyways, because the efficacy is below, like you say, 50%. And like you said, it only reduced the symptoms. You got Dr. Fauci and everybody else in here trying to stop the transmission. And like I said, well, wasn't the virus created to be transmissible with the gain of function and everything that they were doing? I mean, what they're doing to Americans, American citizens, it's the biggest, for me, crime of the century. And they have violated the Nuremberg Code. They don't want anybody to talk about it. And then I also fault the American citizens, because there are ways out here for people to do their own investigation. When I say investigation, I mean educate yourself.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's other means out here.
That's right. I got a question, Dr. Simone. Well, I heard it is being alleged that it is dangerous for all of these people to be vaccinated at one time, especially when they have spike proteins, and it can cause other variants to be created with all of these people at one time, which will cause a big super bug that can hurt the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Is any of that true?
I do worry about that. When you've killed off, when you've only partially affected the virus, but it continues to run around, I do worry about, you know, other strains coming around that are stronger, like we sometimes see with antibiotic resistant bacteria. That is definitely a concern. There's good news though. The early treatment medications, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, will work no matter what the strains are. That's the evil has been exposed, because if your point is to cure people, you would then say, well, take these medicines, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. They're cheap, they're safe, they're generic. They've been around for decades. They work no matter what strain it comes up. If that was your reason, was to help people, that's what you would be telling people what to do. So everyone who's listening, I don't want you to live in fear that like there's this strain or that strain that's really bad. I do think it's a public health concern in general for people, but have some medicine at home. So if you need it, it'll work. And whereas the vaccines, by the way, let me explain really quickly what the difference is between the virus and the vaccines. The virus has like 100 different parts to it. The vaccine has just a couple of different parts to it. So when the vaccine works, it's only against those couple of parts. So when the virus changes around, it may not have those couple of parts. It may have other parts, right? Whereas if you get the virus itself and treat the virus itself, you're immune to the whole thing, no matter how it shows up, little different, little different, little different. So it's awful that they're telling people that have already gotten the virus that they should worry also, they should get a vaccine also. No, incorrect. Getting the virus, natural immunity is much better for a person than a vaccine ever will. That's longstanding truth. And it's specifically true with this particular virus. Is that clear? Right. I'm trying to be clear.
You are very clear.
You're very clear.
Okay, let me ask you this here. Now, we do have people that's having remorse because they've taken the jab. They didn't know all of this stuff was happening up under our noses. Now that they're becoming enlightened, they're like, oh my God, I've taken my second shot. What do I need to do to stay healthy? Is it any hope?
Yes. First of all, Do not live in fear. Absolutely not. The body has an amazing ability to regenerate itself, and this should not preoccupy you. However, if you were to end up with like long-term kind of symptoms or problems, a lot of times like people get neurologic problems from the vaccine, et cetera, the best treatment that seems to be out there now is ivermectin. We've had patients who have had problems after the vaccine. They take ivermectin and they do much better. But don't live in fear. You know, a lot of people now are so nervous when they hear this and they're scared, like you said, buyer's remorse. But again, don't borrow trouble. If you're not having trouble, don't be preoccupied with this.
Yeah, because I heard that the ivermectin has stopped the replication of the cells.
Yes, but it seems to be helping people who've got that like the long haul COVID. So we think it does also seem to help people post-vaccine who've been injured.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another question. Okay, so we now understand that the vaccine only is there to help reduce the symptoms, okay? But we already had hydroxychloroquine mm-hmm. and ivermectin that's been here for decades, all right? And that helps reduce the symptoms. That helped curb catching the virus. And if you catch the virus, it helped reduce the symptoms from the virus. Correct?
Correct.
All right. So we know that. So now my question is, why was an emergency use ever put into place when we already had something that can do the same thing and more for your body, okay, than what the vaccine itself
right.
is able to do?
So you've hit the nail on the head. They could not have rushed the vaccine out quickly, except that they claim that there was no other treatment, because one of the requirements to roll something out quickly is that there's an emergency, but also that there's nothing else that you can do. So that's why people have said hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin don't work. By the way, they only really say that in America and in Western nations. Mm. All over the world, these drugs are used. It's used in India. You may or may not know that there was a chief scientist in India that withheld ivermectin from her people. And she is now standing on trial and is facing being hanged for the death penalty because she withheld ivermectin from her people. So all over the world, we know this works, and people in Western nations are being withheld and this stuff. But the motive for withholding is so that the vaccine could be rolled out quickly. Now that they appear to have rolled out the vaccine, given full approval, right? I believe possibly they're going to let up on the maligning of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. There was a Japanese head doctor. I'm not sure of his title exactly, but I guess he's like Dr. Fauci. Japanese doctor, which I tweeted out yesterday, that went on air and told all the doctors in Japan to use ivermectin. He said, the time has come. It's not acceptable not to use it. So we know this. They lied. They lied.
Okay, Dr. Simone. Let me ask you this here. What is it with these doctors that's going along with this, whatever is going on, where we're just going to give you the jab and deny you the therapeutic medicines? Aren't they breaking their Hippocratic oath? Will they be held accountable for this?
So they're totally breaking their Hippocratic oath. I'm a doctor. I'm a daughter of a doctor. I've been practicing my whole life, I like to say, because I used to go to the hospital and the nursing homes with my dad on rounds. We had patients in the house. You know, like it was my whole life. What doctors have done in 2020 is horrific. I think they should all be done with being doctors, but the crimes and the civil malpractice that's happened is so overwhelming that there's really not enough lawyers or judges in the world to take care of these things. I think what we need to do going forward is really build our own way forward. And America's Frontline Doctors intends to help people. We will open up clinics, right? And we're gonna have ethical, honorable physicians that you can pay and you can talk to and you can get answers that are not compromised by the government or big pharma. That to me is the way forward.
I love it.
One more thing I was looking at, you know, while doing my research with the FDA, I saw where the FDA letter of authorization reissued for Pfizer Inc. under the heading criteria for issuance of authorization. And when you go down to the letter C, it states this. It says, there is no adequate, approved, and available alternative to the emergency use of Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to prevent COVID-19. And my question to that is, can the FDA be sued for putting this here? Because when it says that there's no COVID-19 vaccine to prevent COVID-19, well, this vaccine don't prevent you from catching COVID-19 either.
First of all, you've pointed out two things. They flat out lied. We doctors talk about that all the time. They lied and they say that it's preventing COVID-19. That's a flat out lie based on their own data, flat out. And number two, we actually have sued the FDA. That case is still pending in Alabama, the 11th district. And we presented all of this information to the judge. And I believe, you know, I think the judge maybe gets overwhelmed at the magnitude of the lie, the magnitude of the data that we've given him. It was more than 100 pages, all referenced, footnoted, you know, all the science you need from the government. And we hope that the judges do the right thing. Of course they need to be sued. Yes.
Speaking of sue, I heard that you, American frontline doctors, are suing the military. Mm-hmm. We know with our military, they are proposing that all of our military personnel take this jab, and you have some people that's in the military that's having reservations. They don't want to take it. So can you please tell us a little bit about the lawsuit that's happening when it comes to the military?
Yeah. So we sued against the Department of Defense, and we sued on behalf of the COVID recovered soldier. The theory is, once you've had COVID, of course you don't need the shot. So at the very least, that group needs to be carved out and not given the shot. For two reasons. One is, it's risky to take the shot if you've had COVID. It contradicts decades and decades, if not a century or more, of what we know to be true about immunology. If you get immunity against something naturally, you then have robust, durable, typically lifelong immunity. So it contradicts everything. So we brought it on behalf of that soldier. In addition, soldiers obviously are more healthy than average. The known risk factors for COVID-19, the biggest ones are obesity and diabetes, also severe heart and lung and kidney disease, but it's mainly obesity and diabetes. We don't have a lot of soldiers running around at age 20, you know, morbidly obese, with diabetes out of control. This is a very healthy group. And the third reason is, young people in particular come down with that heart inflammation at a crazy high rate once they get this shot. Actually, I would add the fourth reason is that if you give anything to your entire military all at once, I believe you're putting our nation at risk in terms of compromising our military readiness should this actually have some adverse event, which we have not yet said it won't. For all of those reasons, which we spelled out in the lawsuit, we said you can't force this on the military. In addition, the military has a long history of using and abusing its soldiers. 20 years ago, with the anthrax debacle, they tried to give their soldiers the anthrax shot, which wasn't safe. And some fierce soldiers like stood up and protested, and they got that pushed aside. But it was a very difficult battle that went on for 3 or 4 years, I think. So we intend to push and advocate for our soldiers. They're young, they're healthy, they're at no risk, essentially zero risk of death from this virus, but they're at heightened risk of adverse event of myocarditis, heart inflammation, and, you know, all these reasons.
Oh. It kind of seemed like the vaccine is doing more harm than the virus.
There's no question. In young, healthy people, the vaccine is more dangerous than the virus. Absolutely.
Okay. Whoa. Let me ask you this here, Dr. Simone. A lot of people are being told, if you don't take this vaccine by this day, you are fired. You have to go find you another job. And because really, technically, this is still an emergency use, I don't see how they can mandate this on the people, because, again, you're trying to coerce people and you're breaking the Nuremberg code there. So what can people do if this is happening to them?
There's two things that have to happen. We and everybody are getting emails and phone calls across the nation of the employment threats and the college threats, right? First of all, pause. Don't panic. Your life will not end if your employment situation changes. And I'm not saying that to be flippant or disregard the pain of that. I'm saying that they're forcing you or trying to force you to take something that could adversely affect your health. And if you end up in the group that adversely affects your health, you will bitterly regret it. And I can't predict for you, and no one can, if you're going to end up in that minority group, right? So you just have to do the right thing for your health no matter what. Now, first of all, critical, do not quit your job. We have so many examples of employers lying to their people saying, oh, you have to take this or you have to resign. You do not quit. You do not resign. You sit and wait, because we're bringing lawsuits and the laws may change. That's number one. Don't panic. Number two, don't quit. Don't resign. if push comes to shove, a month from now or 2 months from now, they force you, they fire you, at least you get unemployment, you regroup, you get your life together, you figure it out. Third, we're bringing lots of lawsuits. You go to americasfrontlinedoctors.org or the initials, A-F as in Frank, L-D-S.org, and you can find the lawsuits and see if you become part of that lawsuit. I think I spoke with you. We have one going on now. We're suing Mayor de Blasio next week in New York. So if you go to aflds.org/NYC, you can see about signing up to become a plaintiff. I think it's very racist what de Blasio did. Why? He's saying that everyone who lives or works in New York has to get the shot. But we know that Black people are more suspicious of the shot than white people. So yep. There's 24% of young Blacks in New York are getting the shot. You're saying that 76% of young Black people can't, you know, go to the restaurants, can't go to the basketball game. Are you joking? Is this like Jim Crow? What are you talking about? AFLDS.org/NYC. Come join us. We're suing Mayor de Blasio. Literally, we're going to file the papers Monday or Tuesday. So and we're going to fight back.
Give that website again.
Sorry. Yes, I speak quickly, don't I?
That's okay.
A as in Apple, F as in Frank, LDS.org/NYC. And what we are particularly, ladies, looking for New York City business owners. Right? That, you know, we know that like your business is going to fall off if you're only allowed to let in vaccinated people. So like a small, you know, middle-class restaurant, right? Because they're just trying to take down the middle class, a middle-class restaurant or a little store that you own. Or let's say you've tried to go into a sport venue and you've been turned back. You've turned away. We want to hear from you. We are going to join you to our case. We're going to help.
Oh, wow.
So it's just like for free.
Lawsuit. It's going to be like a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly. It will benefit everyone in New York if we win. And by the way, I work with the best lawyers. The case is so good.
Okay.
The case is so strong.
And what about the fact that they were denied, a lot of people were denied hydroxychloroquine like that. It could have saved Black people lives.
Right.
Yeah. That is an element in the case. I remember we were talking about that. That's an element in the case, but the racial implications they're so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming that I don't see how we lose. I don't see it.
And I want, and the reason why we need to go this way is because, you know, even though we are all Americans and we are all in this here, you all, they're trying to take us all down.
Right.
But I really do see the case when it comes to Black Americans being denied a medication that could have saved their lives, especially when you tell them that they are the ones that's disproportionately affected.
Right.
They never told white people they were disproportionate. They told Black people, but then they kept certain medicines, throwing people on ventilators, killing them. And that needs to be pointed out.
Right.
Another thing is, if you look at all of this, the vaccines are when they're doing their promotions and their media ads, they're geared up towards targeting black people, offering them a burger and fry, offering them weed, telling them to vax that thing up. See, that's all geared to Black people. I don't ever see them doing commercials where it's geared to the white community. So there is an element of a little discrimination, racism going on here that needs to be pointed out. And maybe this is the catalyst that we need to undo all of this, so none of us won't be mandated, or it won't be mandatory that none of us take this if we don't want to.
I want to share my heart with you guys and your audience. So I've been talking about this disparate impact on the Black community since November to Black audiences, right? So there are overtones of racism. First of all, there's the historical medical racism, which isn't a conspiracy. It's just a fact. You know, I can lay out for you how they misjudged the dose for Black children compared to white children in 5 prior vaccines, the hepatitis B vaccine, mumps, rubella, pertussis, haemophilus, influenza. They misjudged the dose. Now, one time you could say it's a mistake, but you can't be misjudging it 5 times in a row and say that, you know, maybe there's something there. They absolutely were, I think, priming the minority or Black community, Spanish also perhaps, by saying, you know, that Black people get sicker with this thing. It never was shown to be an independent risk factor, right? People in Africa are not dying from this thing. It was people in America that lived in like crowded conditions, that had diabetes, that had obesity. those same qualities were true in other communities that were not Black. In London, those communities where people were living and working in tight quarters, diabetic, obesity, that happened to be Middle Eastern and East Asian. Those people did worse also. So just because you had those qualities, it didn't mean it was necessarily linked to your race. So I was very suspicious from the beginning. The other thing is, there were other reasons why Black people did worse, right? Cheap, solvable reasons, like vitamin D deficiency is well linked to doing worse with COVID-19. But we're banned from saying you should even take vitamin D. So I agree with you that there was some racist intent going on. When you look at the language of Operation Warp Speed, they clearly set out, they said there, that as a matter of social justice, I will give you the language, ladies. I have the page on my papers. They literally said, for social justice, you have to prioritize Black people. And I was famous for saying, really, is it socially just to give the experimental new stuff to Black people first? Because I sure don't want to be first in line for that. I don't think that that's like a socially just thing. But they, a pig, what is it? You put a lipstick on a pig and it's still a pig, right? That's like what they're trying to sell you. So. Right.
Thank you for clarifying it.
And I want to say, the last thing I want to say is, there's an old expression in war, which is you go to battle with the army you have, not the army you wish you had. Mm. So do I want to go down this like racial argument? I'd rather just argue the facts. But the facts are that you're not allowed to have a rule that has disparate impact on Black people. You're not allowed. Well, then we're not allowing it.
So I wonder, is the virus racist? How do the virus know just to go to Black folk and not white folk?
Especially when all of us are bothered with probably diabetes, high blood pressure.
Yeah.
It's not just Black people. See, that's when I got suspicious, when Fauci and that Dr. Birx got up there and started saying that. That's when everything just got, like that was bothering me.
They made it seem like Black people are the only ones that's obese with high blood pressure and diabetes. And I'm like, hold up. You have white people that has the same thing. So how is it that this virus is only going to attack just a person based on their skin color?
Right. And I'm looking at the areas that's being targeted. And even right here in the small town that we're in, there's a doctor, a Black doctor, that's going around giving people these shots. She's not going into white communities. She's going into Black communities. So I'm looking at how things are being targeted. And it's not to say, I know that we're in this together, but I do see a divide within the divide. It's just,
let me tell you something like this right here. If it was on a Democrat side, they would be suing.
That's right.
They would be in the streets marching, talking about no justice, no peace. So I applaud you for what you are doing,
right?
Because it needs to be exposed as to how they are really. And keep in mind that they want to say that the Black people voted for the Democrats, voted for Jim Crow, Joe Biden, but a lot of the Black people are not taking what he's selling.
Right.
So my deal is, why are you targeting the Blacks? It needs to be exposed, and Black people need to realize that really Democrats, they're not for you, because if they was, why are you still stuck in the same position you've been in with Democrats for all of these decades?
Right. But I don't know who's pushing this here. It's something nefarious going on.
Yeah.
And I think that the American people can see it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And within the sickness that's going on, they've created a divide. And thank you so much, Doctor, for pointing that out.
We're going to hopefully start marches, like marching in the street. We launched a website, or there is another website now. It's called Stop Medical Apartheid. Stop Medical Apartheid, or Stop MAD, Stop Mad, like Stop the Madness, stopmad.org. Okay. And we're going to post on there where the marches are going to be. I believe the first one is September 11th in Atlanta. We need people to participate in that march. We need people to, you know, maybe take sick outs from work. We're going to put more information up on there. Stopmad.org.
Okay. All right, you all. We need you to participate. Listen, I don't care whether you Black, white, pinstripe, polka dot, or plaid. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we are all in this together. And I want this to be a personal choice. But nobody should be mandating
nobody
person and trying to get you to go along with something that you may not want to do. So if you're dealing with these situations, you want to go to these marches. Please give that website again, Dr. Simone. Yes.
StopMedicalApartheid.org. For short, StopMad, MAD.org. StopMad.org.
And also keep in mind, too, that at AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org, if you want hydroxychloroquine, they have that option there. If you want ivermectin, they have that option there where you can talk to a doctor and go through the process. Of course, you have to pay.
That's okay? Right. Okay,
you have to go through the process, the proper procedure, so that you can get certain therapeutic medicines that can help you.
Right, absolutely. And one more thing, and then this is it. I noticed that also when people go to these doctors or these hospitals, they're telling them, well, you're not sick enough, and they don't start treating them with the therapeutic medicines. It's not just the hydroxy or the ivermectin. It can be just a blood thinner to thin out the blood, because we know that COVID, we're hearing it can cause blood clots.
Yeah.
It can be making sure the oxygen levels stay up. Because if the oxygen level drops, we know that that could cause you to go on a ventilator. So why aren't these hospitals and these doctors, why aren't they doing their jobs and making sure they treat these people before they even get sicker?
That's right.
It's I never thought I'd say this as a physician. I mean, do everything you can to stay out of the hospital. That's our mission, really, is to stay, to keep you out of the hospital. I manage this all the time. I've got friends and relatives, and I'm constantly managing this process for them. I tell everybody, get the meds early. Ivermectin is pretty much a nationwide shortage, so it's very difficult to get and more expensive when you can. But hydroxychloroquine is still available, and it's cheap, and you should have it in your medicine cabinet, because when you come down with the thing and it's still out there, people get really scared. Now, let's remember that the chance of surviving COVID-19, if you're young and healthy, is virtually 100%. So you really shouldn't be consumed with fear, but still it's hard. We live in the world, it's hard. Have the medicine, have it at home. Just don't overwhelm our website all at once. You know, I've been a hospital doctor for more than 20 years, emergency doctor. My whole career was in hospitals. I'm very upset when I see them not doing as much care as they need to help people. I've seen it over and over.
Yeah. So how can we keep ourselves healthy? Let's start there. How can I keep myself from having to even go to that hospital? What do I need to do now? Now, because the Delta variant is out there,
it's here.
I heard in certain parts of the country is spreading. What do we need to do to keep ourselves safe?
So it's all the things that your mom would have told you growing up, right? So you have to get good sleep at night. You have to try to exercise every day. The single best thing you could do is be a normal weight, which you can't change in a day, but you can work towards. Having normal body weight is very, very helpful. You should not allow too much stress in your life. Most people should turn the news off and really not watch any of it. The news is very psychologically stressful, which can affect your ability to sleep and even fight off illness. And keep your vitamin D. You could certainly consider being on vitamin D every day, zinc every day. You don't have to come to our website. You can go to a health food store and buy an over-the-counter medicine called quercetin, spelled with a Q, quercetin, quercetin. It's over the counter. That's very helpful. It's kind of like a weaker version of hydroxychloroquine, but those are the sorts of things, you know, take care of your health. I think turn off the news is a big one.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, you all. So you all heard it right here from Dr. Simone. Dr. Simone, you know, when we have questions, we love to call you in. We call you the expert, because you know all of this here, all of these things. Listen, you all, make sure you visit AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. You can see the case where they're suing the military, what's happening down there with de Blasio. If you need any type of hydroxychloroquine, you can go to that website and they will help you out there.
Amazing.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us today, Dr. Simone.
I love being with you. Thank you for inviting me.
So you see, Silk, that was a very good interview.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people are not informed, because they want you to only listen to one person that's very short with big hands and small feet. Okay, that's just me, y'all. Okay. And I'm not talking about short people. But what I'm saying is that I have a problem. You are short,
Silk. But still, the truth is welcome.
But I have a problem with listening to a doctor that flip-flops all over the place. But you want to hide all of the other doctors. And you want to tell us that we can't listen to them. See, that looks like tyranny and dictatorship when it comes to the medical field.
I have a problem with listening to a scientist and the three letter organizations who all have a hand in the stuff that's going on, especially when it comes down to the patents of a lot of different things. And they want to take and call themselves going to investigate this particular virus, but you got people that is from China on the board of the investigation to investigate the thing that happened there.
It's like a never-ending setup.
Yeah, yeah.
A never-ending cycle. It's right. And this is the tyranny that's raining down on the whole world. And that includes the American people.
The whole world. It's like a group of people got together with this sinister plan.
Right.
This demonic agenda. Mm-hmm. And now they're pushing it against the whole world.
Right.
It's like it's stopping your life cycle. When I say your life cycle, I'm talking about your where you can work.
Right.
Or where you can go.
Right.
Or just living free, living in the world that you know. Imagine those people over there in Afghanistan where they had at least 17 to 20 years of freedom, being able to go and come as they please. And now, today, they're living in tyranny and slavery.
Look at us. Yeah. We had four years of prosperity. People was coming up.
Yeah.
People was owning their own business. And look at how all of that was taken away in 8 months. President Trump, the one thing he said, he told Biden, don't touch nothing. This mofo done went in and touched everything.
He could have went to the beach dried up some more.
That's right. And just destroyed everything.
Uh-huh.
And now look, it looks like we living up under the tyranny of the Taliban
right here
in our own country, fooling around with this government and with Jim Crow Joe Biden.
And now that I hear with all of these different vaccines and shots and all of this different stuff, you know, it reminds me of a drug dealer. It reminds me of a drug dealer that want to keep their persons high some kind of way so they can keep coming back for more.
Well, it almost looked like this is also for money. Because each time you take this, don't somebody get paid?
What happens to the drug dealer?
Don't they make money
off of that?
Then
they'll tell you, okay, now you got to get a booster.
Right.
Now you got to get something
else.
And
listen, if that's what you choose to do with your body, then you do it.
Right.
But just don't mandate, orchestrate, make it a demand that everybody do that if they don't choose to do it.
Right.
The one thing that I said, my body, my choice.
Right.
And you don't get to make the choice for me what goes inside my body. People have different ailments. They have different conditions, and there's no one size fit all.
And the ingredients in this particular vaccine, for some people may not may have a side effect to whatever medications they may be taking.
Right?
Do we know what's in the vaccine? Do we need to call poison control? What needs to happen here?
Well, call poison control and see what they say. And I know I think it was a journalist.
Uh-huh.
They took the vaccine, and then I don't know, within a matter of hours or probably the next day, they were dead.
Well,
but then they came out and said that the vaccines are safe. I can't tell you whether they're safe or not.
Well,
all I know, you have to make your own judgment, talk to your own doctor.
Yeah.
And we have doctors on here, AmericansFrontlineDoctors.org. Go over there to see what they have to offer. And you know what? They keep pushing the vaccine, but nobody is pushing on how do you stay healthy.
And it's so sad
when I see influencers, when I see these big time people,
when
I see black people, when I see journalists.
Yeah.
They're not telling you how to be healthy. They're telling you need to take this jab for a virus with a 99% recovery rate.
And
if you want to do it, you do it.
Yeah.
But don't deny me my freedoms and my right to choose
about what
I want to do.
And see, when I look at the surrounding of the quote-unquote vaccine, when you told the American people one thing, that if you take the vaccine,
that's right,
then we can get back to normal.
Yep.
You can take off your mask. You can do this. Then you turned around and was like, well, now you got to put back on your mask. See, they're trying to see how far they can push you.
Well, it looked like this ain't going to ever end.
Right.
This is going to keep on and on.
Because there is another variant I heard
it's another variant that's coming from Israel.
Yeah.
And a lot of those people over there in Israel was vaccinated, and a lot of them are in the hospital because they have COVID. So stop believing everything our government and this top scientist. I don't believe nothing that they say because they liars, They entrapments. All they want to do is entrap us into something, and they want to keep us like we are some kind of slave. Usher us into something, and we cannot let that happen. As Americans, you got to forget about, I got to make my money, boo-boo. Oh. You better start paying attention to what's going on.
You ain't
going
to have no way to make no
money.
You
sure not when they done with you. Uh-huh. They'll be cutting you a little small check or giving you maybe 5 eggs and $15 a month, allegedly.
5 eggs a month.
That's right.
But that's what's happening over there in Cuba.
So I just want people to understand.
This is a diabolical method of the way that they're trying to break everybody down when it comes down to the businesses.
Right.
They're trying to
tank small businesses. Who's the backbone of the and the heart of the country? Small businesses. These corporations is making billions of dollars. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
In the midst of this pandemic during a shutdown, they were still able to make their money.
Yep.
Small businesses had to shut. They got you on the inside. Where are the churches at? You know what? Is it because you're a 501(c)(3) that you can't speak out against this government on how they trying to ruin the lives of the American people, but then you want us to go sit up in your churches and pay tithes? That's a whole nother conversation.
Especially if you're in a pulpit talking about believing God, trusting God, but you trusting in a mask.
Mm-hmm. And you trusting in this. Well, okay.
Do what you do.
Listen, a great conversation, you all. Yeah. And we're going to have more conversations like that. Let me just make some quick announcements.
Okay.
Make sure you support our patriot, Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase.
And you know he has some slippers.
Oh.
Yes, he do. Mm-hmm. Over there at MyPillow.com. Mm-hmm. And he's giving it to everybody 50% off when they use code Trump1.
I love it. Don't forget, we come on every weeknight on Monday through Fridays at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 9 o'clock p.m. Central. Central. Thank you, Sil.
Make
sure you tune in.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. Chatted. chatdit.com. And Getter. GETTR.com.
That's
okay.
Getter.
Getter.
Yes.
Like Twitter.
Yes.
Oh, I'll get it right, Sil.
You'll get it.
Okay.
Getter. And these are conservative sites, you all.
That's right.
That you all can go and follow us on there. We have certain content there.
Right.
Once again, that's Chatted. chatdit.com and Getter, GETTR.com.
Okay. And if you're up to it, don't forget to visit our store, diamondandsilkstore.com.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have all kinds of things over there. And we also have a DVD called The Best of Diamond and Silk. So if you just tuning in who we are and you want to know where we've been, what we've been up to, go get you that DVD.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget to go to mystore.com. Our book is there, Diamond and Silk Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. When you use the promo code Trump1, you'll receive 30% off that book. Okay?
Yes, yes.
So I gave everybody the rundown. Listen, what a great, great podcast.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.
Yes.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatted, chatdit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star would do.
Hey, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime, and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being sponsored by GreatDangTees.com, dedicated to everyone who wants to let the world know about their family member, their Great Dane. Now, here's what they offer.
Uh-huh.
They offer tees, sweatshirts, embroidered jackets, dress shirts, even chews and toys for your Great Dane.
Mm-hmm.
They even have a non-Great Dane section for your other canine family members so they won't feel left out.
And don't forget, GreatDaneTees.com chooses one nonprofit Great Dane group a month for a fundraiser. Visit their website homepage to see which group has been chosen this month.
They also support several Great Dane rescues where they offer various rescue branded clothing. Any purchases made from the For the Rescue section, they donate 20% of your purchases back to the rescue. They have donated over $15,000 since April of 2020.
So don't forget to check out their monthly special posted on their homepage.
Go to GreatDaneTees.com and buy two unisex tees. Enter code DS21 and receive one of these tees for free.
That's right.
That's GreatDaneTees.com. Today's podcast is being sponsored by Footsteps in the Past,
an American-based business where everything is made in America.
Footsteps in the Past, your custom creations from marriage proposals that you can cherish forever
to lost loved ones' messages from old personal letters. So be sure to head over there to footstepsinthepast.com.
And receive up to 15% off your entire order by using code DS21. That's footstepsinthepast.com. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hemp Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, HempLily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's HempLily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Have y'all heard of Cat Remedies?
Have you?
Well, they provide CBD for your pets,
better known as fur babies.
And guess what?
What?
All of their products are manufactured right here in the USA.
That's right.
Some of the products that they offer is CBD dog treats, CBD dog salve, and even CBD dog shampoo.
That's right. And another thing, you can save more when you purchase the pet bundle.
So make sure you go check them out. CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com.
And get 20% off of any orders over $50 when you use code DS21.
So head over there to CatRemedies.com. That's CatRemedies.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silver.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell. So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.